Virginia authorities are pressing charges against a man for intentionally providing misleading information about Monday's sniper attack outside a Home Depot store. Matthew Doughty of Falls Church, Virginia, said he saw the shooting and gave investigators descriptions of a rifle and cream-colored van. At first, the police put stock in Doughty's report. Now they say it doesn't square with other witness accounts. It was a troublesome setback for the massive investigation of 11 sniper shootings in the Washington, D.C. area since October the 2nd. With police working overtime to solve the serial murder case, some residents are worried that enough resources may not be devoted to other crimes. Sarah Hughes of member station WAMU reports.
Police officials in the Washington area are vowing to do everything they can to track down the shooter and protect their communities. In the District of Columbia, many officers are working overtime. Kathy Patterson is the D.C. council member who oversees the police department's budget.
They are covering each school, public and non-public, for drop-off times in the morning, pickup times in the afternoon. They have cars much of the time stationed at major arterials coming into the city from Maryland and Virginia.
But some people are worried about other crimes.
You've been here since 3:30-something, 4. Mm-hmm. How many police have you seen? See what I'm saying?
Here in Lamond, a close-knit D.C. neighborhood near the Maryland border, a group of neighbors are standing in a circle at the local playground, talking about safety. The neighborhood is just blocks from where one of the sniper shootings took place, and residents say they're glad to see D.C. police cars guarding main roads leading into the district. But they say they also want to see more police cars patrolling in Lamond. In the last few weeks, other shootings, not related to the sniper attacks, have terrorized residents like Mazine Bell.
When I heard the shot, I jumped up out of the bay because it's 5:30 in the morning. I still was in bay. And I looked out the window. Here come this guy holding the gun like this in his hand, trying to get it in his pocket, looked like. But he couldn't. He jumped in his car and took off and went Sheriff Street.
Residents say no one has been shot in incidents that occurred in and around the local playground, but Terry Goings, who leads the Lamond Neighborhood Citizens Group, is worried.
Why can you put so much attention on the sniper shooting, but you can't put so much attention on the shooting that go on a daily basis in the neighborhoods?
Police and city leaders say officers may be working in the neighborhood. They just may not be in uniform. Police officials are not disclosing details about how officers are being reorganized to cover both jobs because they don't want to reveal their strategies to the killer. But they say serving residents remains a top priority. Gigi Neal heads the union for D.C.'s officers.
They're doing their day-to-day routines in patrol, knowing the good and bad citizens that live on your block and who belongs and who doesn't belong. And they're doing that. But in addition to that, they're always mindful of the bigger picture, which is they try to catch a sniper.
And that means responding to calls from nervous residents about a suspicious-looking vehicle or calls about gunshots residents think they've heard. Prince George's County Police say they've been getting a lot of these calls. Percy Alston with the county's police union says these days responding to a call about a perceived shooting takes a lot of manpower.
When a shooting call goes out right now and they do set up that perimeter, that is many, many officers tied up. So any calls that come in, those 50, 100 calls that come in during that time are put on hold. So those calls back up.
Alston also says there's less time for an officer to try to prevent crime.
If he had some downtime during his day, he could stop, talk to the shop owners, make sure everything's okay. There may be a church that he stops by to check on a minister or a pastor. Those things may get deferred because of this.
There have been more than a dozen murders not related to the sniper in D.C. alone this month. Residents say they hope once the sniper is caught, police will work just as hard to solve those cases. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Hughes in Washington.